back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Rolling along here on Sabres Live from the Amherst Alumni Golf Tournament. Rochester will be beginning their 70th season of hockey in early October. Here for every single one of them, Don Stevens.
Not quite.
Close. Hall of Famer Don Stevens.
You know about every one of them, though. You've done your homework. If you weren't at a game, you caught up on it. But before we start, I mentioned Happy Gilmore, too.
Yes.
Do you remember the amount of time I rented Happy Gilmore on the bus when...
That and Caddyshack and Wedding Singer. They got so sick of some. You know, the thing is that they've used all those movies. We don't even put movies on the bus anymore.
No,
everybody's got their own.
Their
own things that they're watching.
I used to walk up to the front of the bus, and there would be Donnie on the left there, Brian McCutcheon there, and I would put a movie in. He'd be like, "What are you putting? Oh, we're going to watch Happy Gilmore. Marty, it's the fifth time this year. Can you pick another movie? I'm going to bed." Boom. He'd be done.
That's true. Hey, I got to tell you. So here at the golf course, which is a beautiful day, great golf course, we're trying to do this video set up with Marty, which I don't think he even knows it
yet. Oh, my gosh. I drove right
by
it.
All right. So here's what happens. We get out, and somebody says, "Where's Marty?" Well, he's in the second group back. He'll be coming through shortly. So the people get their cameras out. They get it all set up, lined up. We get positioned and everything, all set for Marty when he comes up. And all of a sudden, he comes flying up the cart path around the corner, and everyone goes, "Marty," and he's going, "I gotta go. I'm late." And his cart's on an angle like this, and he's flying. Had to be doing 50 miles an hour.
He just flew
on by. So. Well, now they had to tear down. I don't know when we're going to catch up to
them. I felt so bad because I tried to wait as long as I could because I'm playing with my group. And it was 11:50, and I'm like, okay, I hit a beautiful three wood. I got to go. So I texted Duffer and producer Jeff, "I'm on my way." And I come around the corner, and they're like, "Marty." I'm like, "I got to go to the show." I'm running right by it. So, yes.
It was,
I'm sorry.
It was hilarious.
The Amherst Hall of Famer, the man who has a press box named after him at Blue Cross Arena. That would be the Don Stevens press box. You get excited to see who on days like today when you're around Amherst alum.
Oh, it's just amazing. I have no idea that some of the people that are going to be here that are here, like, for example, John Bednarski.
John Bednarski gave me a cigar.
Is that right? Of course.
He's right behind me. He looks good, by the way.
He's like 200 pounds lighter.
But, he is.
He was my first broadcast partner here for the first 20 years that I was here in Rochester. Wow. And he lives in Florida and lives the life of luxury, absolutely. And some of the other people that have come in are Dougie Gibson and there's Dave Fenves and Davey Perrow are here.
We talked about Dave Perrow.
Yeah, and this is a great event.
John Bednarski goes, "Marty's a great interview until he starts swearing in French, and then you got to beep it out." And which I remember when he was here. Like, I think my first year, he did it until the late 90s?
So it would have been 76 to 96.
Yeah, I want to say he came back.
Did he go out on top after the Calder Cup win?
You know what? It would have been, right?
It would have been, yeah.
Yeah, it would have been. Then Rick Sealing came in, and Rick was here the next 17 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's here today, too.
Yeah, so. I saw it earlier. So
Razor's here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Razor's here. I saw Rob, because we have a Zoom call later at 4:30 today. So Razor goes, "Are you going to be on that?" I'm like, "Yes, I will be." And I totally forgotten about it. So good on Razor to remind me of my business schedule. But John Bednarski, behind our group, he's like, he has a little Ziploc with a bunch of cigars. He goes, "Marty, you want one?"
Always got the
Stogies. I grabbed one. It's in the cart now. I'll fire it up later. But he has, funny enough, a Guinness hat on. And he's like, "I went to the factory, did a tour."
Yeah,
like,
just he's got about stories. 2 weeks ago. He was in Ireland, yeah.
So he's got stories. He's awesome.
They call it a factory or maybe a brewery.
A brewery factory. Okay. It's a lot of everything. But, yes, so I love that you brought
him up. After you've been there 10 minutes, you don't call it anything anyway.
Exactly. It's heavy.
Splitting the G. Try to split the G there as much as you can. But, no, you're right. There's some great alumni. Professor Leggio is here as well, David Leggio, who's an Amherst alumni, but also did the Portland little bit when the Sabres had their farm team in Portland, and then played in Europe and whatnot. So he's here. So there's.
So we did do our video with Leggio.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, he stuck around for it.
It was probably award-winning, is my guess.
Yeah, well, so the whole
concept. He is funny.
The whole concept is that I'm supposed to be the golf sideline reporter, right? And talking quietly, but the thing is that I'm up pretty close and talking, and so in his swing, what they say about him, he has an innovative way of cheating in the world of sports. I don't know.
The old fair play scandal.
The fair play scandal.
The old tip the net over.
Oh, so, Don, last year I played an alumni game for the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto, and in the middle of the game, like, it's free wheeling. There's no, like, they come in on a 2-on-0, and I turn around and I knock the net off.
You did.
And like, nobody was laughing. Like, I was the only one that knew why. Everybody was like, what the heck is Marty doing? And I'm like, you guys have never seen the clip of Leggio doing it? Which was awesome. They didn't think it was funny. I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, it was hilarious. It was even more hilarious live.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I think that, you know, sometimes I get a little tongue-tied, and I think that was one of those, what's he doing?
So what year is this for you? 40?
This will be 40 here, 58 overall.
Wow.
Holy cow.
That's amazing.
Excited? Like, what does it feel? Here is mid-August, as Marty likes to say.
Well, people say, well, what's it like? I say, well, physically, it's not all that great. But the thing is that I've lived my whole life with 20-something-year-old professional athletes. And so I feel like I'm 25 years old and feel like I'm 26.
But what's the difference? Like, I mean, last year in the playoffs, you guys go to Laval. Laval's got the state-of-the-art facility.
Oh, it's
and
great
it's
place.
Great place.
Great rink.
And in my days, and I go back in my days, like, we used to play Glens Falls Arena and, like, Syracuse when Syracuse, well, it doesn't change much, but it wasn't, like, you know, the old barns. Like, you've got all these state-of-the-art buildings. You go to Cleveland, and it's a state-of-the-art building, and you're getting a lot of that. So what's that difference in the atmosphere and the AHL buzz?
Well, I'm one that I like the newer buildings.
Okay.
But everybody else seems like they love the old building. Best example, perhaps, is Hershey.
Hershey, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Hershey Park Arena and Giant Center, which it is now. And the thing about Hershey Park was in order to get to my broadcast spot, I had to walk down through the seats and then walk across the armrests of the seats to get into my booth, which was about as big as this table down here. That was about how big it was. But the best part about that was the fans. I could reach out and touch the fans, and they were just great. In fact, there was one couple that sat on my right side that I got Christmas cards up until maybe 3 years ago.
No way.
I think they were just fabulous people. Hey, do you need a drink? Do you want to, you know, they were great.
But back in those days, you probably said, yes, we have to decline all the invitation to drinks we get in the set at the arena.
That Hershey rink is so steep. When you took me on that little tour of it, you told me that back in the day they wouldn't even serve alcohol because, like, dangerous. Like, it was so steep that was not. Like, they just couldn't. Like, there was just too high risk. So.
In Canada, the old buildings had a nice picture of the Queen.
Yeah. Yeah.
In Hershey, they had that big clock, right? Yeah. They had that big clock at the one end that was probably so old that that's what they used before they had some digital stuff.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah. Do you remember the old building in Winnipeg with the Queen at the end? And that was certain. Yeah.
Did you have, in some of the smaller rinks, like I'm thinking Western Hockey League, because I toiled there for a little bit from a broadcasting standpoint. There were, like, because you're describing how to get into that location in Hershey. I feel like a lot of the Western League ones, like, you had to, like, climb a ladder to get into this little box, which is basically, like, you know, really cheap.
A couple of
plywood and
bolts,
whatever.
Yeah. Nuts and bolts hanging
but
on
the,
to it.
The effort required to actually get up and in there was just ridiculous.
Well, I remember one building was Flint, Michigan. Uh-huh. This was in I was in Sioux City in the U.S. League when it was semi-pro. Yeah. And you went into the IMA Arena or something in Flint. And to get to the press box, there's a pillar up behind the last seat that's about so square, and it has rungs on the side of the pillar. So you'd climb up this ladder, and then I used to have to take my belt off, put it around the handle on my kit, and carry a rope with me, so when I got up, I could haul the equipment up into, well,
hey,
that's not much different than it is in Syracuse right now.
Do you miss the Maritimes, like Fredericton, St. John, St. John's? Do you miss that?
Moncton,
because that was always Moncton. That was always a fun trip for me.
Oh,
I went
I love
to St.
That.
John's, Newfoundland twice. And, yeah, you'd have to fly in there, and then you didn't have a charter, so you didn't fly after the game. So you hung out on George Street there and partied a little bit. But, like, St. John's was fun. Did you
love
going there?
Loved it there. You'd go to some place in the Maritimes. You'd go into a bar and go to have a cold one or whatever and say, hey, you want a beer? Yeah, please.
Yeah.
They'd bring you six.
Mm. Did you ever kiss the cod?
No, I missed
that's the
that
thing
one.
Down in St. John's, Newfoundland. Yeah.
No, I missed that one. Uh-huh. Oh, they were great trips. We used to go twice a year, and they were 14-day, pretty much 14-day trips, because we'd go out and we'd take the circuit of the Maritime teams twice, and then come. So those were great trips.
Well, they used to have a team in Prince Edward Island, which was Charlottetown Senators, right? They were the Ottawa Senators team.
Yeah.
So you'd go to Prince Edward Island, Moncton, Fredericton, St. John. Fly over to St. John's. That was like five games right there.
Sometimes, because we flew generally out of Toronto, sometimes we'd catch Newmarket on the way.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And we always stopped at Halifax.
Was it one of your places that you described to me along the way? Was it Grand Island, Nebraska?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I meant to text you very recently on one of my little cross-country journeys. You know, you're sitting there looking at the display on your flight path, and honest to God, it said Grand Island. Because you're like, what? How is there a Grand Island in the middle of like the driest part of the country? Right?
I never figured that out either.
Who flew to Rochester, Minnesota? Whose dad flew to?
Osland.
Noah Osland's dad flew to Rochester, Minnesota this year, and when he got in his rental car and put the address, he goes, "No, I'm like 15 hours away." He goes, "You're in the wrong Rochester," so you thought you were in the wrong Grand Island.
So I had an in-law that did somewhat the same thing and told them that we were in Rochester, and they didn't make it there, but they were trying to figure out how do they fly to Minneapolis or where they were asking.
Oh, no, that's the wrong Rochester, but yes, Noah Osland. And then got him on a flight from Rochester, Minnesota, and got to Rochester, New York. So
that was after... Yuri Kulik had told us the story about botching the Christmas plans with his brother to Minnesota.
Yeah.
Showed up at Pearson in Toronto, and they said, "Sir, this flight is for February 24th, not December 24th.
Minor details.
The finer details, yes. Now, because of that, I double-check dates.
I
just booked tickets for my daughter to fly out to California.
Yeah, but you know what I'm struggling with lately, which is your big thing? Keys, phone, wallet.
Oh, no.
Dude, I am forgetting stuff every single day. I'm to the point where I almost need to put a huge note on the door frame.
Phone, wallet, keys.
Yeah.
And now phone, wallet, laptop keys.
You can get away without the laptop.
As long as you don't forget names, that's where I'm at right now. I look at these people down here in the golf course, and there's guys out there that I've seen for 30, 40 years or so. The heck's his name? I can't remember his name right now. You know, that's the worst part when you get to be this age.
This game.
Well, or you got the person that they do it right. So I ran into this guy downstairs. He goes, "Marty, Ray Maluda." I'm like, "Yes." And as soon as he said the name, I remembered. But I could, maybe I looked at him weird, and I was like, "I know this guy. And what's his name?" Right up, Ray Maluda. And I was like, "Thank you, Ray. You're right. Yes. How you doing?" So then I'm like, I just texted with him like last week or the week before, but I'm like, you know, the face sometimes with the names, they don't connect.
Yep.
He did that perfectly for me.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
And, you know, we've had, I mean, what you guys do in promoting Rochester is outstanding, and we really appreciate it, pumping this golf course or all of our other events and upcoming games and keeping Buffalo in their minds that there is another part of the organization is so important. And again, I say we do appreciate it so much, what you guys do for us, for Rochester. Until Pegula's came along, Buffalo really didn't know much about Rochester.
Yeah.
And it just seems like it's a whole different world that now the organization is tied together. We actually are made to feel part of the staff and the organization, and the tie with the hockey department is so good, so great. I'm just really ecstatic over what's happened over the last few years.
And I'm going to give Warren a big shout out because, like, the list of players, as you mentioned, in this event today, alumni and people that have come back, or even local people that maybe didn't have the ties to Buffalo or Rochester but lived here and are part of this, the list is long. There's a long list this year, and it's awesome to see that because it feels like a reunion every year we come to the event.
Yeah, it is. It's just outstanding. So,
and you're the headmaster. You're the MC headmaster. You do it all.
Yeah. Never gets old sitting next to a couple of Amherst Hall of Famers. Let me tell you that.
Yeah, thank you. So good to see you guys.
Great to see you.
My dad can still say thank you for teaching them English all these years. He listened on the radio, you know, AM radio, all the way in Quebec, right? Yeah. He got in his truck, and he'd be, Marty, what does it mean when Don says, and hangs on. I'm like, that's because I didn't give up a rebound. I hung on. He goes, okay. So he kept saying, keep hanging on. So that was good.
Amherst Hall of Famer Don Stevens.
We'll catch up with you out here in a little bit. Right?
Oh, yeah. I got to do my video.
Don't run away. Yeah.
Make sure he's marking his scores properly. I feel like he's in a groove right now.
I'm not in charge.
No?
No. I don't have the card.
How's the leaderboard looking?
I don't know. I got to go on the app. There's an app with all the scores. I'm just hoping Blue Team is leading.
Yeah, okay. We're back after this on Sabres Live. Don, thanks so much.